Good morning on this Tuesday, November 11th, Veterans Day. From the WVIK Newsroom in the Quad Cities, I'm Brady Johnson with your morning newscast. Rock Island County Sheriff's Office is investigating after finding a body near Muscatine Bridge on Sunday. According to an incident report, the male victim was found with a gunshot wound to the head by Route 92 and 102nd Avenue West. There are no signs of foul play or a threat to the community. The name of the deceased will be released at a later date. A coalition of mayors along the Mississippi River are collaborating to address the needs of their communities amid the longest federal government shutdown in history. The Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative, or MRCTI, is a coalition of 108 mayors from across the Mississippi River corridor, which spans 10 states from Minnesota to Louisiana. During a virtual press conference on Monday, MRCTI Iowa State Chair and Mayor of Muscatine, Brad Bark, says the coalition recently partnered with a charity called Convoy of Hope, an American faith-based nonprofit, humanitarian, and disaster relief organization. The nonprofit is sending food shipments to 10 towns, including Muscatine, where 4,300 people rely on food assistance.
Roughly about SNAP benefits for what it looks like in our area is roughly about $727,000, which equals about 10% of our population as well. So we're very excited and that there is another option out there in, you know, with Salvation Army and all the churches within our community.
Other towns on the call included Greenville, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, and St. Charles, Missouri, among others. MRCTI states even with a possible deal being discussed, payments and missed salary checks will take at least 10 or more days to catch up. The Riverbend Food Bank is holding an emergency food box distribution today at the South Park Mall in Moline. According to a press release, the Hunger Relief Initiative is in response to the government shutdown and SNAP disruption. One pre-packed food box per household will be given on a first-come, first-served basis. The South Park Mall pantry site is located near the Von Maur entrance off 4500 16th Street. It's being held from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. First District Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks of Iowa held an in-person town hall on Monday for the first time since winning re-election. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports constituents attacked her over the government shutdown and her support of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act.
Miller Meeks responded to questions in Keosauqua that audience members had written on slips of paper. The questions were chosen by a moderator from a local radio station. Many people asked about Republicans' plans for health care, since enhanced premium tax credits under the Affordable Care Act are set to expire at the end of the year.
On the Affordable Care Act, or the Unaffordable Care Act, there was...
What's your plan? What's your plan after it?
You're supposed to be a doctor.
Two people were escorted out of the room after making loud statements. Miller Meeks canceled a meeting with the press scheduled after the event. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The Rock Island City Council is considering amendments to the social service ordinance. At last night's meeting, City Attorney Leslie Day gave a presentation to council regarding 14 proposed amendments to the ordinance after speaking with social service providers. The mayor or three council members can propose amendments to the agenda. Out of the 14 proposed amendments, 9 will be brought back to the council as a unanimous package, which includes the addition of a waiver on certain restrictions that the city manager can use if the applicant is in good standing. Other amendments would clarify the ordinance's purpose, remove language that would require the disclosure of provider-employee information, and prohibit city staff from conducting interviews with individuals seeking services during routine inspections. The mayor is requesting a separate amendment to change the setback from 1,000 feet to 500 feet, aligning with the registered sex offender distance barrier. At least three city council members requested to bring up separately an amendment that would remove the 12-hour operation restriction, citing concerns that it would constrain applicants who could provide both daytime and nighttime services. The other separate amendment requested by at least three council members is to remove the 49 cap for shelters and other transitional housing and instead allow the fire marshal to dictate what the building can safely sustain. According to the fire code, 49 is is the maximum occupancy for structures without sprinkler systems. The council will vote on the selected amendments at its next regular meeting. Illinois Marine members, veterans, and their families gathered in Springfield yesterday to celebrate the U.S. Marine Corps' 250th birthday. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
The cake-cutting ceremony was held in the rotunda of the Abraham Lincoln Museum. Anthony Vaughn with the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs spoke. A former Marine, Vaughn says the strength of every Marine comes from the core of members.
Marines have been crucial participants in every war the United States have fought, often being the first to engage, the first to fight.
The oldest Illinois Marine vet in the room was given first dibs on the white frosted cake. 96-year-old Bill Keener served in the Korean War in the 1950s and says it was one of the hardest fought battles in U.S. history. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities is forecasting a chance of flurries before 8 a.m., cloudy skies through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 47. Wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour today, mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 35, with gusts as high as 20. Sunny skies on Wednesday with a high near 54.